And welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball team. Coach, as you get set for the 2018 season, coming off of a year last year where you made it out to the state tournament, finished 35-7. Just kind of looking at that group, you do lose three seniors from that team, Lizzie Overmiller, Sydney Johnson, as well as Grace Morosis, but have a good nucleus coming back, it looks like. Just overall, how do you feel about the group you've got, and how do you plan on replacing some of those talents that you lost?
Yeah, losing them three seniors, they were great leaders and really assets to our team. But we do return six girls with varsity experience, and we got some younger girls that are going to fill the places. And the girls worked really hard this summer and are looking really good.
When you look at the group right now, obviously from what I know about the team, you're going to probably rely on your senior leadership, the players like Breezy Schroeder, Trinity Wagner, Sydney Barrett, that have got that experience in the past. What are you expecting from that group this year?
That group has led this team all summer. They're huge leaders, and they're going to be some big players on the court. That Carson Brown is another one of them seniors, and they're just great leaders. They're positive, and they work hard, and they set the tone and the pace for what we expect and our expectations this year and what we want to do.
Kind of talking with the coaches about the new regulations that Keisha has for practices and things like that. Did that affect you guys? I don't know if you've been the past on two-a-days or anything like that through that first week, but was there anything there that affected you?
Yeah, it did. We usually did two-a-day. Mm-hmm. But honestly, after seeing last week, it took away our two-a-day. We were able to go 3 hours, but we usually went 3 hours in the afternoon anyway. So I thought last week was probably the best first week I'd ever had. So then it kind of made you step back and evaluate, well, was I doing the right thing going to a day? We just seemed fresher. The girls worked hard. I don't think it really, in the long run will affect us. But also the girls put in the work this summer. So mm-hmm. We were in pretty good shape. And, maybe didn't need that two-a-day anyway, because usually we use that morning for conditioning only. And I think the girls, they went above and beyond working this summer with open gym 3 days a week. And a lot of them hit the weights 3 days a week, too. So they were in really good shape coming into the season.
You open out the season as you normally do with Russell. That'll be on Tuesday. When you look at their group this year and where you feel you're at right now, what are you feeling about that first night out?
You're always a little nervous. You're ready for that first game, but because you need to see where you're at. And Russell's one of them teams. They're usually bottom in the league at volleyball, but if you know Russell in any other sport, they're pretty athletic. So you never know what they're going to bring. They, I think, return probably about four of their players. And as the year got going last year, and we saw them play down at Subset 2, they got stronger. So, and I know they have a really good group of sophomores and a big group and really athletic freshmen. So, we just have to be ready to play our game, and we should be all right.
You guys have had a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years or so. Do you set those expectations the same every year? Do you base it on who you've got back? Or how does it look right now for your group, and how do you feel you'll compete in the league and overall this year?
Well, we have the high expectations every year, mm-hmm. And the girls just know that going in. Our league is going to be tough from what we saw this summer. We see a lot of our teams in the summer of our summer league volleyball up in Salina, and then we go to the Abilene tournament. So we see a lot of the teams that we will play this year, and all around from what I'm seeing is teams are stronger. A lot of these teams have been rebuilding for the last couple years. And a lot of them freshmen and sophomore that have helped be rebuilding them teams are now juniors and seniors. And it's going to be tough. League, I think, really going to be hard, our league title. Minneapolis looks as tough as they have ever. They're really strong this year. And then you have Ellsworth and just anyone in our league. We always have to be ready in volleyball to play. If you look at last year, the only loss we've had in 2 years in our league was to Belleville, and I think they were ranked sixth or seventh in our league, and that was the one loss. So, any team in our league if we don't show up to play, we'll get beat.
Brandy Paul, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here on the Sports Ticket. Brandy, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you open out the season on Tuesday against Russell.